Ago. Is this thing recording? Yeah. Wow. Oh my goodness. Well, that was another version of the Analversary song. Isn't that amazing? The harmonization, I think you call that harmonization between Mr. Zishi and Dave W. of the Chub Creek podcast, chubcreek.com. Those two sing together so beautifully and such a gorgeous song. That's the second version of that song, and I'm just so tickled about that thing. I'm here in Miami Beach. I want to play the rest of these clips from my trip for you. Clitoris, clits. Oh, wait, I think I got another fart coming. This is going to be a record. Maybe this is going to be a thing for my Miami. Hold on here. Yeah, let's go. That was more like a toot toot. You know, today I farted in such a way. I was taking a nap in bed. When was this? What time? Was it in the morning? Yeah, it was in the morning before I was waking up. And I feel like it, I think it actually pushed me. It motioned me. It made me move forward in the bed. It was so much. And because of that huge shit that I took yesterday, the one I told you about the clog, the toilet caused it to overflow, it was painful. And I think I had a sort of a mini rectal prolapse due to that. Now, what I'd like to talk about is, first of all, I want to tell you, before we get into the, Pizza Babe is trying a goddamn Skype. Listen, you fucking cow, I'm going to fucking yell at you now. This fucking Pizza Babe is fucking typing to me while I'm trying to do my goddamn show. I'm going to type to her. I'm trying to do my fucking show, you whore. Shut the fuck up. God damn it. Okay, so I had to yell at Pizza Babe. She said, I'm pissing myself listening to your podcast. You are such a fucking nasty slut. Okay, I'm going to call Pizza Babe. Let's see. But first, I want to play some of these clitorises, and then we're going to call the Pizza Clitoris. I want to finish these clips from my trip, so we're going to just do a little bit of things here. So yeah, let's first get started here.
She got one hand on the wheel, another on a Twinkie. Madge Weinstein on the road with yeast. Sitting in the back seat, beef jerky. Have you ever been on the road with Madge Weinstein?
Okay, and here we go.
20-25% a year. I'm passing the Museum of Drag Racing. I think Wanda Wisdom should go there. Another Floridiot. Another Floridian driving slow on the left. It is a fucking epidemic among these morons. Driving slow on the left. This is a state full of idiots. Sorry, PW Offensive. I hope you don't drive on the left like that. fucking morons. What, they think this is England or something? Well, they both have support of an idiot president in the United States in common. I'm 80 miles north of Tampon, 11 miles from the Turd Pike. What was I going to say? I forgot. Oh, fucking trucks. Oh, it's a Red Cross truck. I bought that truck, just kidding. Oh, I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, well. If I jump, you say, how high? How high? How high? Nothing so. I need to repurpose my Fred vagina. Oh, God. Here's another Floridian with the fish on the car. I think it was Norm who was talking about the fish on the car with the contractors. I think it was Norm Augustinus on his podcast, his own podcast, normaugustinus.com. By the way, there's one podcast, you know, I don't promote podcasts enough, but there's one podcast I don't really talk about enough, which is Dave Slusher, Evil Genius Chronicles. One of the first podcasts I listened to, and he's very intelligent. I really like listening to him. And I particularly remember one podcast of his when he was talking about... I'm sorry if there's this background noise. Hang on. Shut this off. Bloomberg, faggot radio. Listen, so, is he gay, Bloomberg? So, Slusher was talking about how he had some remote control thing, like a universal off-on, or like it goes through the remote for every different television ever made and it shuts them all off. So you can take it and go into the, you can take it and go to a Best Buy and press this thing and it'll turn off all the televisions in the Best Buy. I just thought that was the neatest thing. So I don't know why I've been thinking about that a lot lately. I'm fat, by the way. Oh, I just passed two policemen. Hopefully they didn't spy me. Okay, so they have, in Florida here, they have all these anti-NAFTA, anti-CAFTA billboards, and they also have these pro-life or anti-abortion billboards. Do these people not get anything in Florida, these Floridians? What's going on here? Good God. It's sick, you know? I can't figure out, I don't know what to do. Who do I blame? Who do we blame? And what good does blame do? Is it their fault for not educating themselves and each other? Taking personal responsibility? Is it the government's fault for not educating them? And no matter whose fault it is, what the fuck difference does it make, you know? Oh, I farted. It felt so good. Let's see if I can smell. No, I can't smell. My farts haven't smelled at all this trip, general audience. Okay, I can't say this one's a Floridian because it says Michigan. So it's a Michigana. Or a Michidiot. A machete? I don't know. A snorer. Snorer. I forget what a snorer is. Lenny Bruce talks about the snorer a lot. Yiddish.
Okay. Okay, so I forgot. I didn't tell you this, the epilogue to what happened with the fat, the toilet. What happened is I woke up because I woke up late because, you know, I finally got a good night's sleep after all that traveling last night. So I woke up and I hear this Gussie saying, oh, fuck. Turns out she had flushed the toilet. Now, I had barricaded it with the vacuum cleaner and a bucket and closed the seat. But remember, Gussie is my lesbian lover's heart of thought. So she flushed it anyway and the toilet overflowed again. And it overflowed all over the carpet this time. So, well, that was it. So then she just basically went back to sleep and said, fuck it. And whereas what I did last night when that happened is I vacuumed up with the vacuum thing the water before it hit the carpet. Now, so what happened is I had to spend most of the morning vacuuming up all this toilet water from the carpet. Oh, and I went to the gym. Finally, I went to the gym. My lady-in-waiting, Nicole Carty, should be happy. Let's call Pizza Blubber Cunt now, that fat whore. Let's hear her. Pizza Blubber Cunt. Let's hear this whore. I don't know if this works.
Doesn't work.
Hey, pizza blubber cunt, how you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm fat.
I know that. What the fuck is your problem?
What do you mean, what's my problem?
You fucking made the toilet overflow?
Well, I was just telling the story, the second half of that story from this morning, which you'll hear on this show tomorrow. Even though I barricaded the toilet with a bucket and a broom, Gussie woke up before I did this morning and she flushed it again. It flooded again, and this time it went all over the carpeting. Instead of cleaning it like I did, she just went to sleep. So I had to clean up the goddamn thing, the toilet water out of the goddamn carpet. And it's still wet, so I have to wear my clogs. So how are you and how's your lame-ass master?
He's wonderful. Thanks for asking.
Mm-hmm. He's kind of a pussy, isn't he?
Not so much, but, you know, he doesn't really need to speak to you to feel like a man.
Oh. What does he do to you?
What does he do to me?
Yeah.
I think it's more like, what doesn't he do to me?
What does he do to you? Because I don't have that big a, you know, imagination.
You don't? Because you did it to me. You spanked me. He doesn't stick any fucking apples in my mouth, though.
Why not?
That's your job, I guess.
Does he stick any large objects in your vagina, like a watermelon? Does he ever put a watermelon up there and rebirth you?
We have never tried a watermelon before, but, you know, I'm always willing to put in for effort.
Did he eat you out when you were pregnant?
No, not so much.
Not so much, but partially.
Not so much at all.
Okay. So your pizza babe, what's your website? It's weird.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Yeah, please.
Does Rachel have an issue that her biggest competition is this fucking Cheryl thing?
Cheryl?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Everybody seems to like that Cheryl thing. I'm not quite sure why.
No, I think Pizza Babe's competition is more...
Rachel. Not me.
I'm sorry. I know. I think Rachel's competition is more.
You can't get me off your mind, can you?
No, well, that's right. I want to eat you.
My ass.
Well.
Want to fuck me till I bleed?
Well. I was. Yeah.
I can teach you how to be a real lesbian.
Oh yeah, how?
It won't be so yeasty either.
Yeah, yeah. Not much cottage cheese in the thing. Now, I think what it is, I think it's more Rachel versus, I think people like, are you talking from Rachel's standpoint or from the listeners' standpoint?
From the listeners.
I think they more see it as a competition between Rachel and Soccer Girl. Yeah, because Cheryl's really just a joke. She's just all she does is talk about her pussy lips all the time.
Yeah, she's got like a kielbasa down her throat. She can't fucking spit it up to talk. Right?
Oh, she's disgusting. She's disgusting. She has a one-track mind, and it's all her own vagina, her lips.
Yeah.
And she says she's 25 years old. How can you be 25? You know, give me a break with that voice. Nobody's 25 with a voice like that.
Yeah, that's like a cack down your throat constantly.
Right. Oh, you think?
I'm guessing.
Oh. So speaking of, have you talked to Soccer Girl lately?
I haven't. Soccer girl is way too busy for me.
Yeah. What about, I got a phlegm ball. What about Adams Curry?
No, we haven't talked at all. You know what the funny thing is he's got this hats for this chick that tried to pick me up at that expo.
Who?
That Michelle from Whispering Pearls. She fucking talked to goddamn Patricia the other day. I was going to go after Patricia.
Oh, is she the one that was like, she wanted to suck?
Cock and his cock and cock this and cock that, yeah.
That was pretty funny, actually. But did I meet her? I don't know who that is.
I don't know. Fucking Cece Chapman introduced me to her like the minute I walked in the door.
Oh, Cece Fatman?
Yeah, he was pretty cool. I mean, she was a nice chick, cool chick, but man, she fucking stole my chick.
Oh, you know what? I need to see what she looks like. I don't remember who she is. I'm sure I met her.
Yeah.
Was she a young girl?
No.
Middle-aged? Thin? Yeah. Thin?
No. Long hair.
Ghastly?
Big boobs.
Was she ghastly? I don't fucking know. Oh, who cares? Well, listen, I'm playing...
Like an artsy type, like an actress type.
Lesbian, like me. All right. I just wanted to call you because I saw you on. I wanted to tell you to quit because I was trying to do my show and you were fucking working at my lesbian nerve.
You always say you're fucking busy.
I am busy.
I talked to you.
Huh?
You're not showing busy.
Well, maybe
you're
I.
You're fucking there waiting for me to fucking talk to you.
Did it ever occur to you maybe I want to talk to somebody more interesting?
No.
Hmm. Now, sometimes I leave it on by mistake. I don't know why. There's somebody that's beta testing some new software. It's supposed to be released any day, and I'm waiting for him to contact me to tell you the truth. But actually, I forgot. I just got to do my I don't owe you any goddamn explanations, do you? Why? Because I rode you in front of the In-N-Out Burger. I'm suddenly accountable to you. Fuck you, stupid whore.
You too, sweetheart.
Cunt. I hope your master beats you extra hard.
Me too.
Oh, my God. Well, then I hope he's extra nice.
Fucker.
Oh, my God. Is the dog shitting? Okay. Bye, pizza blubber cunt.
Bye, man.
Bye. Mwah. All right. Let's play this now. Let's play this. Let's hear this. I got to let Trotsky into Gussie's house.
I'm going to be at the end of that captivity when God was getting ready to send deliverance. And the people were at the end.
So this book I'm reading is about, sorry I'm so scatterbrained, but what else is new? It's about the experimentation, the research that was done, federally funded research that was done on psychedelic drugs in the 60s before it was squashed by the federal government and they pulled all the funding. Not only pulling the funding, but also making it illegal. And it's a collection of, the book is a collection of writings by these researchers in order to sort of save the collected research that was done, because when these people die, the research is gone, basically. And it doesn't look like there's going to be any of it left. And this one, I'm sorry, I can't remember the name because I don't have the book in front of me and I have early onset and Alzheimer's and everything. But it sounds like what's happening is basically, the people that, it's a religious experience that these people get from doing this LSD, an intensely religious experience. I've had it myself. Now, I've sworn off drugs. I have no interest in doing it again. But that, I've also sworn off smoking. But that's, you know, but just because I don't do things doesn't mean nobody else can. And I think that's a fundamental difference between the way I think and the way a lot of assholes think. You know, just because it's not okay for me doesn't mean it's not okay for everybody else. And I think that's a real problem with American thinking is that, hang on, I got to eat my cherry Rolades, is that people somehow apply that the way I, you know, the way they are is the way everybody is. And that's such a big mistake. That's a way of denying individuality. Stupid. So anyway, so if somebody gets their religious experience from the LSD, then when you take it away, you're denying their freedom to practice religion. Period. Oh, God, it's a fucking pledge drive in NPR. Why would I give fucking NPR money? Public radio? I'm not going to give fucking NPR radio money unless they report the news well. I give money to Democracy Now! Because they do it well. Fuck. It's like, I mean, at least they do better than fucking the McNeil News Hour, which is basically ugly people reporting the same garbage as CBS. Oh, I'm fat. So I'm looking at my tank. I'm half empty, which means, oh, Starbucks in 6 miles. That means I can, I don't know, that's a service plaza. They don't have Wi-Fi there. I'll stop there anyway. Okay. So I stopped at this, what I was trying to say is, yeah, don't get up there. I stopped at the, I stopped at the Starbucks. I mean, the gas station. And I put it, the thing in the tank, put in the credit card. I realized now that I must not have actually filled up the tank. I must have just stuck the thing in because there's no additional gas that went in the car. I'm an idiot. 234 miles toward Miami. Hello, it's Madge. I'm in the car again. Let me roll up the window. I was just pulling dog hair off of Chauncey. He's starting to shed now that we're in the warm weather again. Or maybe he's, maybe it's just because I was petting him and shedding his hair. I don't know, whatever. I'm going about 85 miles an hour on the Florida Turnpike, Turnpike. Somebody with the fish on the car in front. Oh, hold on. Have to stay behind the fish. I think they have a metal detector or whatever they call it. So I was listening to Radio Open Source, Christopher Light, and I wish you would listen to other podcasts. They did a whole show about Edwin R. Murrow, and they're talking about who is our Edwin R. Murrow of today, or Edward, or whatever the hell his name is. And, you know, they had Daniel Shore on and all these people, and Daniel Shore is saying, well, I hope these people that were finally speaking out of Katrina, these news anchors, will be like the Murrow of today. I'm thinking, what? Anderson Cooper is going to be Edward R. Murrow? Hello, Amy Goodman, are you people not awake? Do you not know what's going on? Amy Goodman is the Edwin R. or Edward, whatever the fuck his name is, Murrow of today. Not these fucking loser Gloria Vanderbilt pussy boys. Also, the climate of deception, you know, it's just, I think sometimes you just have to point out the obvious. What I'm speaking of is that everything that the government tells us is a lie. I mean, we need to just call them on it, and when these press conferences, it's all bullshit. It's just formulated as lies. Just, it's lies. When they say, you know, we're doing very well in Iraq, you're lying. You're lying. That's a lie. That's bullshit. Okay? It's bullshit. Everything's formulated as political's bullshit speak when it's really crap. It's bullshit. You know, it's fucking bullshit. Be honest. None of that shit's honest. It's all bullshit. Bullshit. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. Does that make sense?
Mama never told me that I was adopted.
You're adopted.
Said I had a mother. Said my real mother's a famous podcaster.
Your mom's Madge Weinstein.
Out there on the internet. She said her name is Madge Weinstein. I said, Mom, where were you?
She was nowhere! She's a dying lesbian! She fucking left you, you stupid little bastard! I'm your real mother now!
The amendment must be defeated. Our vital national security interests require us.
So Rush Limbaugh saying that we don't torture. We just do rough treatment. Well, so according to Rush Limbaugh, ripping somebody's clothes off, giving them an enema, and then putting them in a diaper and shipping them on a plane for several hours in a jumpsuit, and then beating them for months while sticking them in a cold cell isn't torture. Lies and dishonesty. Lies, lies, lies. Okay, well, Gussie just called, and she's somewhat groggy, but she sounds okay. I don't know what they did, but at least she's alive and everything. So I'm glad. So I'm about 2 hours away from Gussie Wood and listening to Rush Limbaugh. He has the same donkey dick microphone as me, but he sticks his up his ass. Fucker. Rush Limbaugh just said, this constitutional rights business is getting dangerous. So that's fun. That's really fun. Okay, this Floridian with an American flag on the back is driving very slow, probably listening to the same crap driving on her, talking on her iRiver. Yeah, she's on the phone, fucking whore. Get off the phone, you stupid bitch. Drive, you're stupid. Good God. I fucking hate these goddamn whores driving on the phone. Looks like she's got a spider attached to her fucking face. But it's the goddamn phone, stupid bitch. What a whore. She has no idea she's driving. No fucking idea at all. Stupid whore. Oh, now the fucking truck's gonna go in front of her. Oh, she's just laughing and laughing. Is it illegal to drive on the fucking phone in Florida? Because I'll fucking call the cops on her fucking ass. Anyway, what I was finna say is... Oh, but she's got a flag. She's got a flag, so she can't be bad. She must be... Oh, finally she's signaling at least. And now the truck's gonna turn. Well, these truck drivers know how to drive, unlike this stupid whore with her flag and her fucking cell phone. Chauncey's gonna give her the fucking finger, though. Go, you whore! God, are you stupid? Go! Fucking cunt. Oh my God, are you stupid? Now she's still... So she was going to turn, but then she saw there was a truck in the lane, so she just sort of winced back. She's still on the phone, but she's still signaling right. By the way, and I'm a lesbian and a feminist, but I have to say that women are horrible, horrible drivers, you know. We are a horrible, horrible bunch. Where was I? Why is that? I don't know. Anyway, so they were talking... Open Source is a great show. That's Christopher Lydon's Open Source Radio. It's a daily show about, you know, it's sort of a talk show. And the thing that's wonderful, aside from it being a liberally biased show, is that Christopher isn't afraid to speak his opinion. You know, they discuss issues of, you know, current events, but he isn't afraid to speak his mind. And, be on topic. And this whore is not going to fucking cut me off, this fucking dyke. Oh my God, she's such a whore. Stupid cunt. She had a scrunchie in her hair too, I think, the whore. And a fucking Garfield on her fucking rearview mirror. Goddamn bitch. Anyway, so what they were talking about is, you know, this John Murtha. And how Biden, and you know on Meet the Press, they had Biden, you know, they're supposedly discussing the war from two different angles. So they had one, basically two people with the same point of view. They had the bad toupee guy from, what's his face? The bad toupee guy, oh, there's a fucking cop. What's his face? I had to pull the brakes because there's a fucking cop. Fucking cops. Fucking a Floridian. What's his name? Warner. John Warner and Joe Biden. Same opinion, basically, arguing with each other about nothing. So stupid. But Murtha, who has the really alternate opinion, who's basically anti-war, and they were talking on Open Source about how he really has an alternative point of view, which is he sees the human, and they were comparing him to Cindy Sheehan and how she sees the human aspect of it. And somebody on one of the millions of shows I was listening to in this car ride was saying how Murtha has let his... You know, when you get old, you lose, you get too sentimental, and you let your sentimentality get the best of you. So he's getting sentimental about the war, which is why all the dead people are getting to him. But it's the sentimentality that he has in common with Cindy Sheehan. I call it humanity, and I think a lot of other people do, too, and the fact that, you know, that most people, and certainly other senators, including Hillary, including Joe Biden, including most senators, are being inhuman because they just speak political games about it instead of understanding that these are people dying for no good reason, for lies. And it's just fucking bullshit. And you can snap out of it, and when you snap out of it, it's a sea change. That's why Murtha went from being this pro-war hawk to all of a sudden being completely anti-war, because it's a complete awakening, and it's a sea change, and I hope it happens to more people. Okay, so it's about 275 miles from Miami. I'm on the Florida Turnpike. I would imagine that gives me about, 4-5 hours? Oh, there's another goddamn cop. Fuck this bullshit. What's the speed limit on this fucking road? I don't even fucking know. What's the speed limit? They have cops They could at least have a sign on the fucking cop car that says, hey, I'm a fucking dickhead. What's the speed limit? Yeah, this, all cops should have a sign on it that says, I'm a dickhead. I used to break the law, and now I'm at the opposite now, because I'm an asshole. I know that doesn't make sense. I don't care. I was talking yesterday about LSD, psychedelics, in this book I'm reading. God, I hope I put... Oh, I put it in the trunk of the car. What is the fucking speed limit, officer? I don't know the fucking speed limit. How the fuck am I supposed to know? So I guess they put the police at the beginning of the turnpike so that you don't... You're thinking they're going to be along the way. I guess that means I can speed later on. I don't understand. What's the speed limit? Is it 70? I guess it's 70. I don't fucking know. Why am I talking... So I'm reading this very, very interesting... And there's another cop. Good Christ, Florida. Florida turd. Turd-rida. That's dumb. Maybe I'll call Griselda on the... Should call Griselda on the... That would be fun. Can I call her on the cell, on the speakerphone? God, that's crazy, though. So call her on the speakerphone in the car, recording all the way while I'm driving? Yeah, why not? Okay, I gotta record this. I hope this works. Oh, fuck it. Florida turd, Florida turd, Florida turd, all the way. Florida turd, Florida turd. Anyone horse open your mom? Florida turd, Florida turd, Florida turd. Okay, settings. I have to change the phone to speaker. Don't want the Bluetooth anymore. Turn hands-free off, drop it. Okay, 272 miles, yes, disconnect the handset. Now we're going to call Griselda. Let's see here. Let's see Griselda, 1, 2, 3, 4. Welcome to Main Street, Florida. Oh, big deal. Griselda, Griselda. Griselda, ABC. I can't believe I still have to say the alphabet. Okay, we're calling Griselda. Oh, it's not loud enough.
How's your drive?
Oh, hi. I'm trying an experiment. I'm driving, and we're recording the show at the same time. So we're doing the show now while I'm driving. I may die. What?
Where are you?
Florida. I'm on the Florida Turnpike.
Oh. You guys are almost be there, huh?
What, huh?
You're almost there, right?
Yeah, 270 miles. I'm a little depressed because I'm almost finished driving.
Okay. Yeah.
I've taken... It's been... I stopped two nights. Oh, my God. I stopped at a Motel 6 last night. It was the most disgusting hotel I've ever stayed at in my life. It was like a, it smelled like a gay bathhouse. I swear, it smelled like somebody just shat all over the place from like a fisting party.
That's really disgusting.
Yeah.
Did it remind you of old times?
Yes, lesbian fisting.
I hope you didn't get any diseases while you were in there.
Well, that's what I thought. I probably got crabs. Usually I get crabs from when I go to those kinds of Motel 6s.
Was it expensive?
It was like
$40. Wow, that's great.
Yeah. But Gussie should be out of her surgery soon. I should get to Miami right when she's finished.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
What is she having surgery for? A hemorrhoid?
Yeah, hemorrhoids. Hopefully she got a brain transplant.
Or a lobotomy.
Yeah. So what else?
Everyone Hanukkah present.
What'd you say about Monica Sellis?
Did you buy everyone in your family Hanukkah present?
No, we don't do that.
Oh, what about Jack Santa?
Oh, I'll buy her something. Yeah. But not yet. I mean, it's not till the 24th this year.
No.
But you know what? I don't know what to get for Gussie. I bought this crappy PC, so I'm going to give him my old laptop.
That's sweet of you. Now
he'll
be able to harass you on the internet, too.
Yeah. So, heard some smells.
Did you stop at Starbucks and go on the internet?
I did. I stopped at a really nice Starbucks. And you know what was so funny? Last night, I really had a good time because I was there, and the guy in front of me, there was like, there's a lot of young kids there, and this guy in front of me was like, I don't remember what the question was, but he said something like, I've only got dimes, is that cool? And the cashier goes, no, that's really dorky, but go ahead. I thought that was really funny because I've never heard anybody respond to, that's cool, is that cool, literally, before.
So,
how much do you weigh?
135 pounds.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
I'm fat too. I told you what I weigh on the cell phone the other day, and you asked me what that is.
Yeah, I don't even want to think about it.
I know, we're both, well, I'm glad we're both fat finally, so we can both be fat.
Well, they built a YMCA like a block and a half away from my house, and I had moved because, you know, and I used to live across the street from Pratt, so I used the gym every day. But I got a free pass for the Y for the next 2 weeks, so yesterday I used it for the first time, and I stayed there for like 2 hours.
Oh, good.
I think that, in a month or so, I'll be in good shape, and I'll just have to get a new gym membership because I'm more likely to go if it's like a block.
Yeah, Gussie lives across the street from a really nice Gold's Gym, so I can look at it from the window.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. But last night, oh my God, I had the best food at 10 p.m. I went to Steak and Shake, and you know what I had? Oh my God, a double steak.
Burger and french fries and a milkshake.
No, better. A double steak burger, no fries, because I had french fries for breakfast with my Hardee's ham and cheese. So I had a steak burger, and I had a garden salad with blue cheese, and I had chili, and I had a huge, huge dark chocolate milkshake with Christmas sprinkles.
Yum.
And I even got Chauncey 2 hamburger patties.
Wow.
It was,
happy.
Oh, it was so good.
I bet the milk, the dark milk chocolate.
What?
Dark chocolate milkshake. I can't even talk. I bet that was really good.
Oh my God, you have no idea how good it was.
Mm-hmm.
And especially with the sprinkles, because I thought the sprinkles were just decorative. But they were just so good.
I think they're made out of hydrogenated oil, so I bet they're good.
How come hydrogenated oils taste so fucking good?
Well, I don't know.
I like hydrogen.
At like 11 o'clock at night, I was watching the Diet Doctor on Fit TV.
Which one? Richard Simmons?
I don't know. She's called the Diet Doctor.
Oh.
But it was because I'm fat, so I need to think about it constantly.
Okay.
Well, I've been listening to Richard Simmons again and again. I heard the same show twice. I think he only does one show.
Okay, I had to shut off that clip because I got a lot of interference from the cell phone. I know it was annoying as hell. I'm sorry. As soon as this show's over today, I'll go back to doing normal shows with the regular Fi. But by the way, I need to tell you... Fuck. Did I play that already? Now I'm losing track of what I already played. You know, truth in advertising. Let's talk about this with Apple Computer. Apple, when I bought this video iPod, it tells you very clearly, it said very clearly on the tech specs on the website, and it still does, that voice recording specs 48 kilohertz and... It says that you can record voice at 48 kilohertz. However, you cannot do it unless... you use Linux, gentle audience. You can only do it with Linux. That's bullshit, gentle audience. Bullshit. Truth in advertising. It doesn't fucking work. Fuck Apple. I'm so sick of that bullshit. You know, they're just, if you're going to have an, you know, that kind of an audience or market share like they do, you have to be humble. It's just not right not to be.
But I don't know if I made this point enough that at least what Lydon was saying and the others on his show is that when Murtha came out like this, that basically the other Democrats sort of cut his arm off. They said he was pointing the way and the other Democrats cut his arm off because, you know, they have to support the war. And the Democrats suck. Sorry. Oh, damn it. These fucking Floridian cops are hiding everywhere, but I'm not going to let them catch me. At least I'm going to try not to let them catch me. See, do an Excel, how much I have, less than a quarter tank. I guess I'll stop at the next rest stop. I was trying to upload my show for PW's Fentons at the last rest stop because they have Wi-Fi, but it didn't work. It said you have to type in this SSID crap, and it didn't work. Didn't work. Whack. Supermodel. So I heard and stank. Heard it stank. Okay, here's another rest stop coming. Let's try this one. I'll try it. Okay, 9 miles, 9 inches. Port St. Lucie, Fort Pierce. Okay. Hi, Chauncey. Chauncey's so mellow. He really loves travel. He's almost 14. You can't tell, though. You know? But he loves the traveling. He really loves the traveling. And it seems a lot easier this year than last year, you know, the distance. It seems like he's mellowing out a little. Okay, to Miami exit 152, it says. It's like 95. So which is 152? I hope the rest stop is before exit 152. 152, I gotta remember, 152. Ah, well, I missed exit 152 already. So that's too bad, eh? How what? I just passed it. They don't even give me any notices for 152. How am I supposed to do this? 152. I don't fucking know. It's at 152. Oh. Now I see a bunch of crows picking at some things. It's a hill and there's a bunch of crows. I don't know what they're picking at. Oh, I bet it's a landfill. Yeah, it looks like a landfill with crows. Black crows. Music. Must be their old CDs. Yeah. Nasty. I wonder if there are any pod-safe hotels in Key West. I mean, pet-friendly hotels in Key West. Love the Key West. Okay, 4.5 miles. Port St. Lucie. St. Lucie. Floridians probably call it St. Lucie or something. They're not chic in French speaking like me. Chauncey is so cute. It's just a little tiny old town cot juice place. Nothing to... I don't know. Okay, well, this rest, Florida Turnpike rest stop didn't have Wi-Fi, so... Sorry, PW, you're going to have to wait a little longer.
Looking at what some bloggers have been saying...
You know, I often forget this, that in the No Child Left Behind Act, which Bush is so proud of, did you know that it requires high school kids, or high schools to give all of the high school kids' names to the military so that they can telemarket them or market to them to join the military. Did you know that? That's No Child Left Behind. Kill your kids. You know what I think is bullshit? I was listening to this Wall Street Journal report on the Tsarist Patriot channel. Yeah, I was listening to the Patriot. You know, I'm a patriot. You know what patriot is? It's a combination of two words, patronizing and idiots, but I've said that before. And they're talking about how Apple's stock price went up 3.25% today because they're planning to announce a deal where you can purchase NBC programming on the iTunes Music Store. So, wow, I'm thinking what kind of world this is where, you know, wow, you get to pay because you can now pay for shows that were free before. $2 an episode for a show that you could have gotten for free. And now, you get to pay $2 for it. And isn't that great? So let's raise the stock price because everybody wants it now. Isn't that fucking nuts? It's totally nuts. Everything in this world is absurd. Now, what struck me, though, is how, you know, the reason I guess people do it is because they don't want the commercials. I don't know why else. I mean, because anybody could TiVo it, right? You could just TiVo the shit. So unless they don't want the commercials. But here's the thing. So TiVo used to be able to skip commercials, but they took out that business because I guess they felt pressured. Now I have a Replay TV, and Replay still does skip commercials. So why the fuck did they TiVo pull the ability to skip commercials? What kind of pressures do these lawyers have? And they said, like, stealing, that skipping commercials is like stealing. Give me a fucking break. That is such horseshit. I'm so sick of this notion of, we've really got to take a careful look at this notion of property, particularly intellectual property, because it is such bullshit. Intellectual property. Do you realize what that means? It's total big brother. It's like, you own this part of my brain. You can't own thoughts. Sorry. If I have a singing song in my head, and it's like, dude, look like a lady, dude, look like a lady, you cannot own that. Why is some idiot, oh my God, he's taking a picture of a fucking overpass. You cannot own that. So I don't fucking care. I was listening on an Adam Curry show. Some 16-year-old kid is saying, oh, can I play this on the show? Can I play? It's like, what? What do you mean the rules? You're so concerned about the rules. But aren't you at all concerned about enforcement? I'm more concerned about enforcement. Like, I don't give a shit about the rules. I only care about if I'm going to go to jail. If I'm not going to go to jail, I don't give a flying fuck about the stupid rules. You have to look at how, oh, this is so stupid. You know, what kind of, oh, Jesus. It just bothers me that people are such sheep.
You know, I'm just not understanding. Wait till I put my headphones on. I'm not understanding one thing. After being in radio for fucking 20 years, here's where I am. Reading, Pennsylvania. Hi, good morning, everyone. I'm here to save lives. Put your wings on, Jackie, and get ready to fly, because now you're the one who has to be the lifesaver for everybody else out there. You don't understand. This is what I do. I make people smile. I'm out there saving lives, doing benefits, helping out. Here I am. Anyway, someday it'll all pay off. Hi, Madge. This is what I wanted to do for you. Say, I wanted to give you this little, something like, wait, let me put on my seductive voice for a minute. I have to close my eyes and go into my own little world here. I have all my clothes off. You're listening to my favorite bloated lesbian, Madge Weinstein. All right. I'm just going to pretend that we're rubbing our breasts together right now. No, wait, I'm pinching your nipples. Okay, listen, ready? All right, here. You're listening to Yeast Radio and Madge Weinstein, my favorite bloated lesbian.
We ride tonight. Madge Weinstein, little Chauncey and I. I got a custom Harley made for three. I got Madge Weinstein on the back and Chauncey's up front with me. We ride tonight. Madge Weinstein, Chauncey and I got enough gasoline. Drive from here to San Francisco. We can pick up Adam Curry. We can go to the nearest disco. I dance a little, but I know you dance a lot. Madge Weinstein on the dance floor. It's something soon I forgot. We ride, we ride, we ride.
And Mr. Zichy is so sweet. He makes so many songs, and so do the other people who contribute. Let's see. I wanted to tell you something. Now, I hope you don't hear the click-a-clack of my keyboard since I didn't bring my shock mount. I did, however, bring the donkey dick to Florida. I don't know. Oh, fucking Gmail isn't working. Gmail isn't working. Well, that's nice. Gmail isn't working. So how the fuck am I supposed to check my Gmail on my show? Oh, that's great. Oh, do no evil. Check no email. It should be. All right, so fuck this. I guess I can't read Mr. Zichy's email. But he was sending me a really sweet email basically saying that maybe it's my computer. I don't know what's going on. No, it says I have a connection. But, he feels like it's a shame considering that a year ago, you know, I was probably definitely in the top 10 part. Not a year ago. No. A year ago, I was just starting. But, you know, in like January of this year, I was number one or number two podcast, all this business or something. And now, you know, I'm like number 26 on the podcast alley because I don't tell people to vote because I think it's kind of, you know, for me personally, I think it's a little bit offensive to tell my listeners to vote for stuff. And he thinks I should, but I don't, you know, I don't. But he thinks I should, that I should be on the top of the list. So, but I don't know, Mr. Zichy, he really feels strongly about the show. And I do too, but I got to tell you the truth because I am an honest lesbian and I am frustrated to not be where I should be. You know, when I see things like, you know, this garbage, like, wait, hold on. Oh my God, you hear that? Now that's a show. But, you know, I'm not going to name names, okay, but there's crap, you know, that people where they just, you know, they beg people to vote constantly and badger people to vote. I don't do any of that. And it's just, I don't know, not that it means anything, but it kind of does to me. It means something to me personally, I guess, you know, it does. And anyway, that's all. I just needed to get that out, and I'm going to play the rest of my little on-the-road business, and then we can be done. We can all go to sleep and then have normal sound quality until I head back for Chicago, which won't be for some time.
Oh, my God, this whore is amazing. This stupid whore on conservative talk right on Sirius. I forget her name, some whore with a gun and an attitude. A gunt, probably. But she's saying how bad the civil rights movement was for the country, and how, oh, America dropped the ball, and how we were so embarrassing in Vietnam, and we really perked up during the Reagan era as a nation. Oh my God, what an idiot! Yeah, have you noticed a sort of undertone in certain parts of our collective consciousness that sort of going back to saying, oh, well, you know, we shouldn't have left Vietnam. We gave in because there was too much pressure to quit the war, but we shouldn't have given up. Did I just see a horse on the road? I just saw a horse on the fucking interstate. What the fuck was that? That was weird. I feel like I'm in that stupid, bad-acting television show Lost that Adams Curry pays $2 an episode for, which you can get for free. Anyway, whatever. Hi, Trunks. So, she's such a whore. And so she's talking about, oh, we're going to defeat this enemy and we can go to bed. You know, she said, we'll be on our deathbeds knowing we defeated this enemy. Do you realize the delusion that these fucking crazy people are under? This is just as bad as the Soviets when they thought they were fighting us as an evil enemy, you know? Fucking delusional. Because the right, you know, the neocons are basically fooling all the rest of the conservatives. The neocons are fooling you, you right-wing talk show hosts. You're being conned. You're being jive turkeyed. Do you understand what I'm saying? You're a Pompano Beach Service Plaza. 1 mile. Pompano Beach. I have relatives that live here. Oh, I didn't bring the fucking key. Oh, well. Anyways, wherever am I? Fuck, I didn't get the key. Am I recording? Now I have to pee. Going to the service plaza to pee. I've stopped at like every service plaza. Annie Sprinkle would call it a cervix plaza. Oy vey, it's near Bakuman. I'm glad they have Citgos, though, at least in Florida. That means it's Venezuela. It gets the money with the Yugo. Yugo. Turus. Yugoterus. Chavez. Uterus Chavez. I gotta pee, Mary. I gotta fucking pee. Oh, boy. Oh, my God. Pink ass scrunchy. Pink scrunchy whores. God, I can't stand scrunchy women. Women with scrunchies make me so sick.
Oopsie, I don't know how that ended so quickly. Sorry about that. Here.
Wheelchair in back of van and sort of a pile of junk. Wheelchair, walker, a bunch of other handicap stuff. Huge American flag decal on the side. Okay, I'm finally crossing over onto the beach. Actually, I can see Ron Bloom's apartment building where he used to live in Florida from right where I am now. Oh, never mind, I was wrong about that. It's beautiful weather, though. Beautiful weather. I'm crossing the bay, I think it's Miami Bay, over from Miami to Miami Beach. Okay, it looks very nice. And the Sirius 33 said you've arrived just as I said that. I don't know if you could hear that, but it did. Let's jam out. Okay, I see palm trees. God, why is Gussie moving to Chicago? You know, this place is so gorgeous in the wintertime. In the summer, it is a living hell. General audience. Right, Chauncey?
And that's it. That's it. That's the trip. So here I am, and I'm going to play this song at the very end. This is Shushu, I think, or Zuzu or something. Good night, good day, good morning, good afternoon. This is Madge Weinstein, Yeast Radio. Suck it like you mean it, Mary.
Window and cement my feet.